Land Rover has brought back the Defender, and thankfully it's nothing like the old one. While the all-new Defender retains definite design homage to the original, it's completely different, and that is a good thing. The old Defender was a beast off-road with its four-wheel drive capability, and a beast on-road with atrocious dynamics and comfort. The new Defender has a quite appealing practical design, an exceptionally comfortable interior with a feeling of space. The layout of the instruments is clear and easy to read, there is an abundance of storage spaces, and the centrally mounted transmission lever and control panel is excellent. The real core of the new Defender is its effortless capability off-road, combined with its surprisingly good on-road dynamics. Off-road, we drove it on rutted, slippery slopes that would have had many a four-wheel drive sliding everywhere. It simply dug in and went about its business. On sand, it is ridiculously easy. On-road, the Defender handles almost as well as a Range Rover Sport. Even on heavy-duty all-terrains, it is quiet and smooth like an upmarket SUV. We drove the P400S with a bunch of options, and the price as tested was a touch over $118,000 plus the usual costs. I'm Rob Fraser.
No matter what type of vehicle you're looking for, you'll find a review at carreviewcentral.com.au. Log on now to check out Peter Barnwell's review of the new Mazda BT50. Rob Fraser's been driving the Audi RS4 Quattro Avant and the Jaguar F-Type R Dynamic Coupe. While there's also a review of one of Australia's best-selling small cars, the 2021 Hyundai i30. All those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.